Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Dust Sands 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
Sigma.
Hello, every.
What are you doing, Sigma?
Oh my god.
There's a dead high Sinatra. Okay. House.
No.
He ate?
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome
for
back.
Love to- God. Shut up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. As always, you're joined by me, BCA Mega Man, and as our guest for today, we have the one, the only Dust Sands 10.
Hello.
Making his third appearance on the podcast. Sorry, I was...
It's been 20 episodes.
It has. I was laughing
at... Oh, it's been 20 episodes.
It's 177, right?
It is 177. Were you in 157?
Indeed.
Well, welcome back. 20 episodes later. That was 20 weeks ago. I was laughing at something BCA. And I... joking about... Before the episode, which is
why... We were joking about what?
Shut up. Alright, I've got something special, Dust.
Oh,
I've got NOS unboxing.
Oh, let's go!
Alright.
Please, shut it with the tickle.
I love the
Rizzler.
Dude, I'm literally second in command, shut up.
Okay, as always, well not always, but most of the time, I have the... and that just... broke. Wonderful. Alright.
Awesome.
I have a can of NOS to open and unbox.
General Grievous, you alright?
I will be once I drink this. And whoa, look! Whoa!
Whoa!
Or right. Something like that.
That's so cool. Hey, Ram, is that Gamer Subs? I don't think you explained what you were drinking.
I said NOS like 5 times. What do you mean?
Oh, okay, but look at my screen.
No, I don't.
Please, BCA, can you just stop?
No, I like the filters.
No,
I'm like a 40-year-old mom like scrolling through like Facebook filters.
I'm like a 40-year-old mog.
Guys, look, I'm in space now.
There is
I can't
nothing
even see
there.
Your screen.
Schizophrenic.
All right. Well, enough talk. Enough of me opening the NOS and drinking it.
I don't know. I can't get enough of that.
Yeah. Enough of us talking.
Yeah. Who wants to hear that? Dust. What is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is Duolingo.
That is correct.
Was that funny? Was that skibidi?
What?
That wasn't any. That wasn't any funny.
Lessons again.
Duolingo. Yeah, I went back to Duolingo about a year ago.
You were willingly doing Duolingo?
Yeah, for about a month, and then I realized I don't want to do it, so then I stopped.
Dude, I don't like the apps that, like, guilt trip you into coming back. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah, they sent me, like, 5 emails saying...
They sent you emails?
Yeah, they said, oh, Duolingo misses you.
Okay.
make sure to do your Scottish Gaelic lessons.
Whenever I accidentally open My Singing Monsters, it's like, oh, your monsters miss you, and it makes me feel bad.
Have you guys seen the Duolingo on ice?
Yeah, didn't he, like, fall over or something?
I just saw something about it. I never saw the
actual. I remember the Angry Birds collab.
I do too.
Oh god. Didn't they collab?
And Duolingo was twerking.
Did they collab with FNAF? Is that what?
I'm sorry, chess.
Chess?
They did a chess collab?
How does that even work?
They probably
just made that card.
Like SkiBD. Sorry.
That one chess. The
Duolingo bird dressed up as Elvis.
What?
Yeah.
Did he die on the toilet too?
It's Elvis Presley.
He did. Guys, Elvis died on the skibbity toilet.
Shut up.
Alright, so
saying that the lingo bird dressed up as Elvis Presley.
Others dies on, die on the toilet.
So, I need
I'm
to
sorry,
ask...
did you say your brother died on the toilet?
No. I said he makes others die.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was about to be like, oh, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
So, Dust, what's the weirdest... What's the... Never mind. I can't make that...
I don't even know where you were going to go with this.
No, remember what Critical does?
Oh, yeah, can
tell
you...
Tell us your weirdest story of you.
Do you have any stories of you doing anything to a poster of a cougar? By any chance?
Okay, Rem.
And selling it on your... And we can sell it on the Patreon for $50,000, just like...
No! Wait, they sold the picture?
Yeah, you can buy the poster for $50,000 right now.
Has anyone bought it?
No.
Rem, we should like a fundraiser.
That's what I was thinking too. We gotta buy the poster.
Yeah, don't look into this.
Please don't. All right, so Duolingo is a language learning tool app that doesn't actually work because you lose motivation to keep doing it.
Oh, hold on. So before we continue, Mr. Fricker came up to me in school and said, "Your mic quality sucks," and then walked away.
Okay, to comment on that, when we have to switch to Riverside, we'll be doing it through Discord.
Oh! That's the funny thing. My Discord mic doesn't work because Steam doesn't feel like fixing things.
Oh my god. Alright,
well. Can I also mention that TF2 is currently completely broken on the Steam Deck and doesn't work?
Wow. Alright. Well, never mind. I guess we're not doing that.
No. We'll find a way. We'll
figure it out.
Do it on the MDTA Discord. That way, see, you can just join.
Oh no, but that's the issue. My mic doesn't work.
Yeah. So once his mic is fixed, then we'll all.
Once Steam fixes my mic?
Oh yeah, my bad.
There will be another 11-month break.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in 11 months.
Yeah.
So Duolingo.
That's right. It's been a while.
What in the world? No, stop. Stop playing audio. All right. So Duolingo, it teaches you how to learn languages, but, you know, doesn't at the same time.
I hate trying to learn a new language.
I know.
I'm taking an extra history class next year. That's because I don't feel like taking Spanish again.
I know. I'm taking...
I already have enough of my Spanish credits. I don't need any more. I'm never going back.
I'm taking sign language next year. It's...
You know, that's kind
of... Like, that's so much more useful and so much easier to learn.
Yeah.
And, like, I can talk to deaf people.
Yeah, you can talk to, I tried thinking of, like, a deaf character, but I don't...
You're not gonna find one, I don't think. I can't...
This parrot from Star Wars, but he's blind.
I was gonna say Toph Mei Pong, so...
She's blind.
I don't think that's really gonna work there.
Toph can still follow you in Fortnite when you hit her.
Well, yeah.
Toph can airbend. Think about that.
She can.
In Fortnite. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
wait.
Oh yeah, that's true. The airbend.
Yeah, and Toph can carry.
Toph, a character who sees through the ground, can airbend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
does that not seem wrong?
That's kind of skeebeedy toilet.
That doesn't even make sense.
Is it Aang a pacifist?
You can also
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd know the answer to that question if you'd watched the show.
Oh, hey, buddy. I'm currently watching something else, but I'm not because I finished it.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful excuse. All right, so...
Actually, no, I need to watch Bad Batch, so I am watching something.
Oh yeah, I watched the first episode of season 2 and they did a job.
I got a job for you.
I got a job for you.
I got a job for you.
I got a skinny toilet for you.
No!
Hold on, I'm sorry. So Duolingo, it became a meme because of the messages that people would get from Duolingo reminding them to do their Spanish lessons. And then people are like, oh, these messages are kind of creepy. What if I turned them into a meme? And then for the next, like, 3 years, you'd see the meme constantly saying, of Duolingo, say, of, like, the app saying, check your front door or something. And you could just not escape those memes. They just...
Angry Birds!
I mean, it's amazing how long it's lived, so...
It is.
Yeah, it has lived for a while.
And it's still going now, I'd say.
The LeBron meme is still going.
It is. I haven't seen it much.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, I've been seeing it a little. It's still going. LeBron.
So that's where the Duolingo meme came from. That's the idea behind the Duolingo meme. Now, BCA, can you please tell us the history, also known as the origin, of the Duolingo meme?
I can't read.
What do you mean? Do you not have eyes?
No, I'm actually
see them
off.
Right now.
I'm actually a woman, and my name is Toph.
Okay, well, she has eyes. She just can't see because she's blind.
No.
Yeah, actually.
No, I've actually watched all 10 seasons of Avatar.
Oh, you mean all 3?
7, counting Korra.
Yeah.
She got 4.
Yeah.
Why?
She was supposed to get 5, I think. But
what?
The ratings were bad, so they ended it earlier.
Why did they add Korra first into Fortnite?
Better battle pass skin.
They felt like it.
Rem, have you done your avatar challenges?
Nope. I have the skin, that's all I care about.
The glider.
You don't want Avatar State Aang?
I just want the skin.
Rem, then you have to do it.
No.
Gotta do them, Rem. If you want the skin, you're
fine.
You
if you
money.
Want the glider, you also gotta do the challenge.
Oh yeah, my god, Rem, that's so much work. Oh my
god.
No, it isn't.
It isn't.
All you have to do is, like, do 4 challenges.
Rem, listen. The challenges are really easy, besides the final ones,
right,
which
you're
are just
you're gonna have
stupid.
To jump off a cliff, like, 5 times so I can res you.
Okay. I don't care.
Alright, BCA.
There's this one where you need to be carrying all 4 elemental scrolls. Sorry, Fortnite.
All 4 bending?
Yeah, you have to carry all 4 of them, and I haven't been able to do it. Alright,
BCA.
Am I looking at the... What am I looking at?
History.
Alright. Work on Duolingo began at the end of 2009. Oh my god, no way!
That's when he was born. Well, in the beginning, but...
Skibidi? I'm sorry. At Carnegie Mellon University, computer science professor Louis von Ahn... Oh, Aang. It's Ong, Rem.
Oh, Ong from the hit...
Is it Aang or Ong?
Aang.
It's Aang. But in
Aang. Don't you ever say Aang.
Aang from the hit M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Last Airbender.
Oh my goodness, I loved that.
The blue people and Avatar were the same franchise.
It's okay, I did at first too, like years ago, before I watched
it. Like, when I was like looking at the trailer for, I'm like, where's Aang? I was really confused. a graduate student, he's the inventor of the CAPTCHA, by the way. Louis von
I hate that guy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah. I hope you're proud of yourself.
And Severin Hacker. His last name is Hacker.
That doesn't sound good.
That's awesome. A graduate student wanted to create an app that would teach people a new language but also translate simple phrases around the internet. On also wanted to create a free way for people around the world to learn new languages, something that was very expensive in his home country of Guatemala. In exchange for the users' translations, Duolingo has remained free for users.
It better.
Funded by the MacArthur Fellowship and a grant from the National Science Foundation, Duolingo launched a public beta on November 30th, 2011, with a waiting list of more than 300,000 people before releasing to the general public on June 19th, 2012. The app hit the iOS App Store on November 13th and the Google Play Store on May 29th, 2013.
That was like 2 months after Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon came out.
Are we gonna like measure time like before Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon?
Yeah.
That's how this is gonna work.
That yeah.
That's the new BC.
Oh. Oh, whoops, that was a scam.
Okay. Now it's my turn.
Actually, I just wanna clarify, I'm not making fun of BLM. It was actually a scam.
Oh, what are you talking? What?
Yeah, did you not know that?
No. He said BC.
No, I said before Luigi's Mansion, and then
BLM.
Okay, yeah, I'm not making fun of BLM. It was actually a scam. They took the money and then they spent it on other stuff.
It sounds like a rug pull to me. They took.
Yeah, it was a rug pull. It was a pretty big one.
Okay, now it's my turn to talk about the features.
Super Mega Man 10, please tell us about these features. Hey.
Duolingo offers courses in more than 20 languages. The app assesses student
asks
assesses.
I'm pretty sure that's how you spell assesses. Super Mega Man 10.
Yeah.
Assesses student proficiency through more than 68 courses, which asks the user to read, listen, and speak different languages. To keep students engaged, the developers gamified Duolingo, encouraging users through a street count, which motivates users by tallying how many days in a row they have taken classes, experience points, and hearts. If all hearts are depelled in a session, the users
depleted.
Must... Depleted in a session, the user must retake the lesson. In Duolingo, users gain Lingot. A
sounds like a slur. Lingot.
A portmanteau.
Sounds like a disease.
Oh yeah.
A portmanteau of Lingo and Ingot. Now called Gems. For good performances.
I'm sorry, they renamed it to Gems.
They did, yeah.
Probably.
Yes. Lingot also allows users to purchase different items in the game.
Wait, no way. Duolingo has like an item shop?
Yeah, they actually do.
26 that let you be lazy.
Wait, that's awesome.
As of May 2017, Duolingo offers 23 courses of users who know English. They include Latin American Spanish, French, German, Italian, Brazilian, Portuguese, Russian, Dutch, Swedish, Irish, Turkish, Danish, Norwegian, Bokmål, Polish, Hebrew, Esperanto, Vietnamese, Ukrainian, Welsh, and Greek, Hungarian, Swahili. Swahili, Romanian, and Japanese.
Can't you just like wait? Do they not do English?
They do, but this is for people who know English.
Wait, so if you just took English, could you just get items? Because you know English.
Well, that would defeat the whole purpose of Duolingo.
Who cares? I want items.
So this article is outdated. You can learn Klingon from Star Trek. I know that much.
You can. Right. You can also learn Scottish Gaelic as well.
Can you learn like
you can learn the Game of Thrones language.
You learn the Star Wars language.
9.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's like the people that lost during both the World Wars.
They did lose.
Yeah.
America on top. Good old America.
America!
The sandal wearers.
I love America. Yeah, I love America.
Alright. What was I gonna say? Dust.
Give me the toilet.
Hello?
Yeah, stop. Stop talking, BCA. Dust. Can you please tell us about the the Duolingo poem, but before that, in December of 2013, this is a little nugget of information here, Duolingo became the first education app to be awarded Apple's iPhone App of the Year award.
There aren't really many other education apps to begin with.
That's true.
That were good.
You guys remember Extra Math?
Oh my god, I hated that guy so much.
Seems like
he's such a snitch.
Seems like you're putting wrong answers in on purpose. I have emailed your teacher.
I think that guy stopped.
Good.
Good. If not, I'm gonna make him stop myself. I'm tired of him.
I've emailed your teacher. Bro, he was a snitch.
I don't care. I don't care that you emailed my teacher, okay?
He was a snitch, Rem.
It's a funny story. I've never told this to anyone ever.
Funny story, no way.
So, oh, that's a reference. Back in school, when I did extra math in elementary school, you know how there's 180 days usually in a school year?
Yeah.
When I would do extra math to make it actually fun, I'd pretend that I was playing 180 nights at extra maths.
Are you serious?
I'm not even joking.
Are you for real?
I'm being so serious. I'm being 100%
okay,
serious. What?
How did you play this? Well,
I don't really know.
What was your mindset going?
I was like, oh, I gotta beat the Freddy Three Bear. I don't know what it was.
I need to beat Freddy Fazbear.
The 3+3 Freddy Bear. I don't really know what I was doing.
And then the
nightmare.
So like Bonnie comes up to your door and he's like, "What's 4 to the second power?"
You know what I'd also hate? I hate when that guy would pop up and like race you.
Oh my god! Yeah, Nancy. Race the teacher.
Yeah, that was so stupid. Oh my god! We need to get him on the podcast.
Rem,
he's not doing anything better with his life.
Is he alive?
I probably.
There was like a woman too that like did like the Spanish one.
There was a that's not even math.
Yeah.
Oh
no,
and Spanish. Man. Oh my bad.
Idiot.
I was confused for a minute there.
But yeah, they had the dude for English and then the woman for Spanish.
I've never
seen the Spanish woman being complained about.
Because you don't take Spanish. But you don't know Spanish by then.
No, but like I've like never like seen any memes and like I end up on like Indian Instagram. I don't know how.
How in the world did that happen?
I don't know. Like, I'll be scrolling through for so long that, like, I find... You know those, like, Chinese, like, brain rot videos where it's, like, a bunch of the gold? Yeah. I've ended up there, like, 7 times.
That's unfortunate.
It's just, like... No, like, I like the videos. They're cool.
They're pretty cool.
Sometimes I just sit there and I watch it. It's pretty cool.
I love seeing
the AI generated mocks.
And then I love seeing like a Honda Civic of a family, you know, nice family in there, you know, living their life. Get absolutely demolished by a semi truck. Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw a family of 6 hit a 4-wheeler.
Well, that is cool right there. All right.
No, it isn't.
I think it is. Dust, can you please tell us about the Duolingo poem?
All right. On June 7th, 2017, Twitter user Michel Lebel posted a poem entitled "My Sister Goes to the Institute," comprised of best sentences from Duolingo's beginner's Spanish course. The posts, shown below, received more than 4,000 retweets and 8,900 likes.
Bro said shown below.
Alright, you want me to read this?
Yes, please. Please do.
Hold up. Oh, no.
So, the skibbity toilets for women.
You might need to zoom in to see it.
Alright. My sister goes to the institute. My parents do not love her. They have another child. Yes, it is me. I'm a policeman. I work as a policeman. I work as a guard. My sister goes to the institute. She eats bread and drinks water, never milk or cake. She eats her salad without salt, without oil. She hears everything.
Who eats their salad with salt?
People who like salty lettuce, I guess?
You.
Salty lettuce.
I never want to see that person in my life.
Never heard of that one.
It's gotta be the person writing this. When I hear a bell, I eat a good dinner. I eat more. More and more. I am a policeman. For dinner, there is chicken and potatoes. I eat because she cooks.
I see her. She sees everything. What do I see? I am a policeman. I am the
legend. This is great. I am a policeman.
A man is coming. I see him. See? He is practically my brother. Men against women. Hold on. Men against women. Women against men. The man has a weapon. All men have weapons. I skipped a part. The man has a weapon. I ask the questions. Where is she? She is at the institute. At the institute, they do not eat. They do not drink. They do not cook. They do not speak. I ask the questions. What is a revolution? Men against women. Women against men. The man has a weapon. All men have weapons. The soldiers have guns. The colonel has a bomb. All men have weapons. She eats bread without butter, drinks tea without sugar. She does not want salt. I ask the man the questions. What is a revolution? He says nothing. According to him, all good things must come to an end. It is then, it is only a second, women against men. They come, they take, they... Wait, what's that say? They salt, they take...
Did Two Mad write this? Imagine trying to read the script on this, BCA.
The... What's that say?
The butter, I believe.
The butter. They take the sugar, which is sweet. She takes the weapon. She gives the man the bread without butter, without oil, without salt. She is glad. They see glad. Wait, they are glad. The woman come, the woman go. Afterwards...
Where did you nothing. Come now, God, Nigel? Good night, good evening, good night, good night, oh!
But we are still here. The men are here. Without oil, without salt. Okay, that sounded like the introduction to an ARG.
I've never partaken in an ARG, but...
Neither have I, but that sounds like...
That gave a good description of what one would be.
Yeah, that's what Two Mad wrote when he was in his Overwatch match.
Oh, I see. That's probably what killed him.
Did anybody hear what he said while Dust was reading that?
Yeah, try reading the transcripts.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was on Instagram, right? And I saw this thing called Skibbity Bob. And it's this guy, like, being like, 3D renders a ton of SpongeBob and putting them in toilets.
Okay.
Yippee.
Thanks for that one. I'm sorry, before Dust continues, this just popped into my mind again. When me, BCA, Mega Man, and my other cousin, who would have been the fourth member of the meme team, but she said no. Kind of cringe.
Kind of cringe, sales.
I wouldn't have declined that offer, personally. But when we were walking, BCA, I kid you not, he starts singing Cotton Eye Joe, and then he says, it's so weird how that's such a popular meme. And then he goes on this rant about how it's such a popular meme and how everyone is talking about it. And how we're bringing it up and how, like, we're having such an in-depth conversation on it. And he's the only one talking about it. No one else is talking about the chicken nugget.
The gadagadi gadagadio chicken
nugget. No one is talking about this.
We call that a rant.
Rem, I've seen it everywhere on Instagram.
Okay, but you brought this up in public for no, like, out of nowhere. We were I don't remember what we were talking about. I think we were talking about Boy in a Band.
Uh-huh.
And then you just randomly bring this up.
So, alright, so I, like, always see these, like, brain rot videos on my Instagram feed where it's, like, Nick Acata Avocado, like, trying to kill the singing chicken nugget.
Yeah, I do too, but... You talked about it for, like, a full 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, I don't like it. I'm, like, upset that people... Like, Mr. Beast is in them. Like, it's not Mr. Beast. But, like, what do you think Mr. Beast would say if he saw him being... If he saw himself being used in Gadagadi Gadagadio Chicken Nugget?
I don't know.
Like Nick Acata Avocado, like, takes off his face and it's Mr. Beast and it goes, Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! And then they all start singing Cotton Eye Joe and dancing.
That sounds peak.
I don't get it.
Alright. Dust.
And there's like Brawl Stars ranks and they have to, like, sing, like, better to get the Brawl Stars rank, and I don't get it.
truly a
then,
sick.
But then, like, Nikocado, like, eats the people that, like, fail to get, like, ranks, like, 7,000. But then they all just come back at the end and start singing and dancing. I don't get it.
That's a reference to Nikocado in the Funny Story series, you see?
Yeah.
He very much plays that role in that.
I don't get it.
Dust, can please do continue on from
Wait, no, I have more.
My God.
There are these animations that I see.
So you're going on the rant again.
No, listen, there are these like animations. It's these like fully fledged like anime like not the 3D Minecraft ones.
I kid you not, you said this exact same thing when we were walking.
And it's like
walking with
it uses the audio from the other video, so you'll just hear because it's the noise of the characters shaking their head. But there's no one shaking their head, and the noise just plays for no reason.
This is why I wasn't vlogging with you guys. It was because of that.
We need this like clip on TikTok so that we can use hashtag #GadagaDGadagaDio. Oh.
No, we actually don't.
Yeah, we do.
God dang it!
More people need to hear this, Rem.
All right. Dust, please.
Among the many other people retweets and reacting to the poem, Duolingo's official Twitter, now known as X, account, replied to Miss Lebel, saying, "You write beautiful poetry, Miss Lebel, and we are honored to be your muse." Their reply received more than 120 retweets and 900 likes in 24 hours. Twitter published a moments page on the poem, documenting the piece and the reaction. So that's going down in the history books, is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what's also going down in the history books?
Don't you? I swear to God. Oh,
no. Wait.
Were you going to say your mom? Or we?
Skibbity toilet.
Oh, well, never mind.
Probably.
No, not probably. It is. There is no way that Skibbity toilet isn't going to be learned about in like 20 years.
I wish I could.
You make
say
it sound like it's a school subject.
Yeah, no, it will. Like, this is like brain rot will probably be taught in schools.
Forget Spanish lessons. Now you have Skibbity lessons.
Yeah, now you got Jokonomics.
All right.
Yeah, great. Wrist.
See, it's okay. Like, okay, wrist.
And you can get your master's in Montology.
No, no, it's fine. No one even like listen. Like the words, okay. Like the words, like Montology and Jokonomics. Those are awful things. But the words have been used so much that they just lost their meaning.
It doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Words. It's just like a
mutology.
What
mutology?
Who would like to talk about evil Duolingo?
Evil LeBron James. where's evil? Evil do. All right, there we go. I'll do it.
Students are all moron.
Evil Duolingo Owl is a series of parodies of the mascot for the language learning application Duolingo. In these memes, Duo, the Duolingo Owl, is a dangerous teacher, so he's like Baldi, who threatens users when they do not use the application. You remember Baldi?
Yeah, I remember Baldi. Yeah.
Okay, no! You can't sing that. I guess I'll just talk about the strange Duolingo sentences, too, because I never get to talk about anything.
There's a lie. That is a lie right there.
I'm always, like, the one that talks about, like, the least stuff, I feel like.
What do you mean? I talk about the least stuff. I describe
you're
what
the one
meme...
that gets to rant about stuff.
I describe what the meme is.
Right.
I do the most basic thing that you can do,
you do
by looking at it. No. I want you to do it.
Okay, strange Duolingo sentences. It's a gimmick Twitter account which collects Duolingo's translation prompts that appear menacing, unsettling, sociopathic, or in other ways weird. Oh, never mind. I read it wrong. I'm the fool.
You read it wrong?
Reddit? I love Reddit. The launch of the account in January was preceded by many social media posts sharing such sentences going viral in previous years. Some of them are, "God, give me a chance. Please take a shower immediately." Oh, wait, that's where this comes from.
Yeah.
I've seen where can we hide the bodies?
Oh. I didn't know this is where it came from. I thought it was like a dad joke, like, sticker.
And as of May 2017, Duolingo has had more than 170 million users worldwide.
And I was one of them.
So was I.
The good thing I was never one.
That's only of May 2017.
Yeah. We've gone further now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine where we are now? We've probably got billions.
No.
We probably don't. But you can hope, you know?
Yeah.
All right. That is the meme right there. Now, I have a very important question for you, Dust.
Yes.
I've been thinking about this all week. Have you heard my joke?
Indeed.
Well, you're going to hear it again. So, to set the stage, I was in sixth grade English class. Last class of the day, bored out of my mind, practically falling asleep over here. And I looked down at my teacher's shoes, and I for some reason, decide to think about what rhymes with shoes. And the first thing that comes to my head is Jews. Now, Jews isn't a slur, even though it sounds like one. It just means Jewish people. I need to make that very clear. And I thought about the guy who didn't really like them very much. And I came up with this absolute masterclass of a joke, a real gut buster. Are you ready for it, Dust?
I was born ready.
All right. Why did Hitler wear sandals?
Why? Why did he wear sandals?
Because he hated the shoes.
Oh, you did it again, Ram. Amazing.
Yes, I did. I noticed no one laughed at that.
Nice one.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's,
yeah, it's a good joke for maybe...
It's a thinking man's
maybe,
joke.
Maybe for 2018, buddy.
Okay, well, I came up with it in 2019, so take that.
One small issue. I planted a landmine somewhere in an undisclosed area inside your house.
Just, like, imagine how scary that would be, like, putting a landmine just somewhere in someone's house.
That would be...
Every step you take is a risky move.
Yeah, that is scary.
That would be pretty scary, indeed. Now,
You'd be in the boiler...
Now, Dust.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. I'm never going to be stepping into my boiler, so that's fine.
It's in the walls.
That's fine, too.
It's in the goddamn
wall. Alright, anyway, we have news. TikTok ban, it got passed. In the next 9 months, if TikTok is not sold to an American company, it will be permanently banned in the U.S. No bells and whistles. It's not going to be like some content is banned. No, the entire... to be gone.
Dust.
What just happened?
I think Dust got disconnected. Hold on, we'll get him back. Keep talking.
Actually, anyway, yeah, so no bells and whistles. TikTok is going to be banned likely in 9 months if it is not sold to an American company. So,
yeah.
We might need to hurry.
Hurry what?
We can't do anything.
I mean, other like business
companies.
What
company, are we going to do?
Listen, I hate TikTok so much. I don't care.
Honestly, I really don't care. You know, it's
better
stays,
for all of us.
It
to
stays,
be honest.
It's gone. Does it
the
really
thing is,
matter?
Instagram Reels will be like flooded with a bunch of people that don't want to see nice comments.
It better not be.
They're gonna be like bullied off.
In TikTok comments, they talk about biting the curb as a joke, but you go on Instagram Reels and you see the actual footage of it happening.
Yeah. Is Dust back?
Nope, I'm trying to get it. Don't worry, I'm working on that.
What happened?
I believe he got disconnected.
Oh, that's like a
every
meme.
Time when I had to disconnect my headphones, I would always say, "You're disconnected."
Well, yeah. It'd probably be an issue if your headphones didn't tell you when they disconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always annoying when it tells me that it has low battery.
Okay.
Like, out of nowhere, it would just go, low battery.
Maybe it's...
But does that mean it has low battery?
Low battery? Yeah, I would like to hear that only once, not hear it several times.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that changes it. I thought it was just once.
No.
Getting mad at it for you.
How dare you let me know that my headphones
are
low battery?
I don't care if it's going to die or not. I just don't want to keep you I don't want to keep hearing you say low battery while I'm trying to listen to Mr. Brightside.
Anyway, other news.
Is there any other news?
Yeah, there is. I forgot. Oh, I want to talk about a game that I might get called Penny's Big Breakaway.
That game looks hype.
Yeah, that looks fun.
I think it's by the team of Sonic Mania.
It is. I might get it. It looks fun. You should go check it out. It's called Penny's Big Breakaway, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, we'd also tell you to go get Skibbity Boom by Sweepy Games, but we're not sponsored this episode, so...
Go check it out,
though. Go check it out.
Yeah. 2 days ago, 5 million people, I think they started playing Fallout.
Oh, yeah. Fallout has had a huge resurgence because of the show.
It has. I finished watching it. Did you guys?
No,
we're at episode 3. We just finished watching episode 3.
I saw a clip spoiled by me on TikTok, and that really made me upset because it was a clip.
Dusty's back!
Yay!
It's alright, you haven't missed much.
Anyway, other news. Oh, Digital Circus Episode 2 has been announced, and the SMD4 team has made a Digital Circus pop-up show. Oh, it has one episode and is getting a store.
You could have at least waited for the second one.
I went to the mall with my friends recently, and we saw knockoff Digital Circus plushies, and I took pictures with them. There was this kid carrying around Huggy Wuggy.
That's so sad.
I was really tempted just to rip it out of his hands. Like,
you would have made that kid's life better.
Yeah, you know, I probably would. Okay, listen, I was in graphics class today, right? And I see this kid show his assistant teacher the Huggy Wuggy plush he bought.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah,
you could have started a canon event.
Hey, buddy, that meme died a year ago.
Oh my god, you know what you could have done, BCA?
What?
You could have done the Harlem Shake. Oh, hit him with a dab.
I can't believe, like, Miles getting beaten was, like, a year ago.
Dude, you could have hit the whoa.
We're hitting the Kwan, too.
Across the Spider-Verse is almost a year old.
More like Quan Deal.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're cooked.
Laquan James.
Anyway, more information about the TikTok Riz Party got
leaked.
There's a new angle.
It's gonna be on episode 200.
Alright, first of all, can we give ourselves a round of applause for a over 40 minute meme segment?
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is.
Can we give a round of applause for the people that decided to dox the TikTok Riz Party kids?
Yeah, actually, no, don't do that.
No, that was a joke. No.
No.
People are literally getting doxed for a meme.
How dare you, people?
Do we have any other information?
Knuckles show is out, if you didn't already.
It is. I've seen episode 1. It's very good.
The what show? Knuckles?
Yeah.
I've seen like 6 minutes of it.
It's pretty good.
What else? Oh, Battlefront 2. Well, not a lot of people are gonna know. Classic Collection got another update today.
Is it a good one?
I haven't read it, but they're still updating Classic Collection, even though it was a complete failure and still has negative reviews.
You know what they should have done? They should have had it fixed before they released it.
You know what I learned? The Kit Fisto and Asajj Ventress, those are mods.
Well, they're not mod. The Ventress.
The guy who ported them over.
So Ventress wasn't. So the thing is, Kit Fisto's not a mod. Well, Kit Fisto and Ventress were mods in the trailer. They used a different model in the trailer, and they had to fix it.
Why'd they do that?
Because they're stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's Asper. They make one game every 20 years.
Yeah. They made the Handsome Jack collection.
And that was, what, 10 years ago?
No. That's Borderlands 3, dummy.
The Handsome Jack collection, it's 2, right?
Handsome Collection. It has 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I thought you meant the Handsome Jack collection, my bad.
I was checking.
Why did they call? Why did they call it like this? That's like the same thing.
I was looking at all the Borderlands games, and to buy all of them, it would have been $330, but now it's like $35.
Wow. Also, I just got a warning from Spotify for podcasters. It says the maximum recording time for segments is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock.
Oh my god. That's hey,
warning from apps. Is that a reference?
I think I've only ever. Oh my god, it's a reference to this episode.
Yes.
I think we've only seen
that. I thought Duolingo was scary, man. Jesus.
I think we've only seen this one other time.
Is it all the news?
There might be one more. So, we just got...
If this is about Fortnite, I swear to God.
Awesome!
Wait.
And they're from Thor Ragnarok.
Oh my god, did I just predict it?
Wait, why now?
Did you say Fortnite?
Yes,
oh
he said...
Oh my god.
Yeah, we got Thor Ragnarok skins.
Why
yeah,
now?
We got
Thor
the
Ragnarok?
Minister and the Hulk that was...
Who cares? I'm gonna be completely honest, who cares? Why are they adding these? That movie's like 10 years old now, right?
No, but I need Thor from I need the Thor outfit from Ragnarok in Fortnite. It's not... The game's not playable without it.
Thunderstrike! Yeah, Thunderstrike!
That was actually in the fourth movie.
Yeah, I know.
You mean the third?
I mean the fourth, actually.
No, wait. Oh, yeah. Thor, Love, and Thunder.
I love
Thor Love, and Mid.
All right. Every
time I hear Sweet Child of Mine, I will always go, okay, who put on Thor, Love, and Thunder?
That song, I can't stand that. I can't stand that song anymore because it reminds me of how bad that movie was.
Like, at least,
and it makes me sad because I love Thor.
Like, Ragnarok made that one song really memorable, but Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the song in the beginning?
Yeah, the song in the beginning.
Yeah. Ragnarok was so good.
Marvel just keeps taking L's.
Deadpool and Wolverine looks really good, though.
Yeah, that
does it.
Yeah,
well, because it's Deadpool.
That's
get
true.
Weird.
They're gonna mess it up somehow.
They actually, I don't think they will. They were going to. She-Hulk was supposed to be in it, but Ryan Reynolds got really mad at Marvel and demanded that they write her out of the movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I have that guy's data plan company.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's better than mine.
Is it? What do you use?
I think Xfinity. I really don't know.
Oh my god, you poor soul.
Just somebody switch my Wi-Fi immediately. I need something better. My PC, I couldn't use my PC all day 2 days ago because my Wi-Fi was so bad. It just would not connect to my PC.
Anyway.
I couldn't work on the game for a full
day. Those of you not on the Discord, we're getting more information on Sunset Saga.
End this section and go on to the meme
games. Well, hold on, Super Mega Man 10. Dust brought up a wonderful point. Sunset Saga news. Collision is fully in the game. I had to fix something with it.
Whoa.
Yeah, hey, that's actually something big.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The game would not be playable. Well, it would be playable, but you'd just be able to skip everything.
Yeah. It's very good. At first, it was extremely clunky, and you'd get stuck in walls. And I realized that's because the sprite, the hitboxes, and the collision was too big. And it was different. I was trying to figure out why it wasn't working. I was like, why is this not working? Why am I getting clipped into the wall? Maybe because the sprites had different collision.
Great.
Every directional sprite had different collision because I was stupid and didn't set it before doing it.
No, Rem, I am stupider. You want to know what I used to do to do collision in my old Scratch games?
What would you do?
I would make the character go to around the position I would expect the player to be hitting the wall.
Oh my god.
You would just be able to teleport. It was awful. Like, I genuinely hate myself for doing that. There's literally an option that makes it so that your sprite bounces when it hits something. I just didn't use it. But I've learned. Listen, Treesylvania 2 will come out eventually.
Well, let's give it up for the longest meme segment.
Yeah. By the way, Treesylvania is like a game that I made a long time ago. It has been in development for 2 years.
And I did the music for it.
Yeah.
And it was not my best work at all.
It's not the best.
FYI, Sunset Sun is
done. Yeah.
What
yeah,
did you... Whoa, hold on. I think Dust was complimenting me. Dust, can you say that one more time?
Sunset Saga's soundtrack is peak.
Thank you. That track that you heard is called Today's Gonna Be a Good One.
Just like the track.
Yeah. It's gonna be peak, I swear.
We should hold a vote. Who is going to buy Sunset? Who's thinking about buying of? Oh my god. Who's thinking of buying Sunset Saga when it comes out? And if you haven't seen it, then Rem, you should put the trailer link in the description of today's episode.
I'll do that. It's just the story trailer right now, but
I'm buying it as soon as I come.
Thank you, Dust.
I'm tech demoing it, right?
Yeah, yes, you, Mega Man, we'll both be able to beta test the game.
Nice. I don't know why I said tech demo. That's for, like the Apple Vision Pro. Anyway,
the game's almost done.
Nice.
The game's it's going good, very good. We should.
Do you think it'll release on its release day?
Well, it's. I might as well go and say it. Its release date is supposed to be next Friday.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah, it's the date I had in my head. I plan on working on it all weekend and doing nothing else besides maybe watching an episode of the Knuckles Show every
night.
Are
you sure? Are you sure that's what you want to do?
Yes, I do. And hopefully that should give me enough time to, if it doesn't come out next Friday, I'll at least have so much done. If I do that for every weekend, I'll be able to get it out in May.
Nice.
Let's just hope you don't be like Kanye.
Oh.
He's not releasing May.
Oh my god, dude. You that. We can't even talk about what he did because, like,
Jesus,
he made, like, an NSFW Yeezys ad that led to literally nothing. Like, I went to Yeezy.com and there was nothing there.
Yeah, oh, he's working on it right now.
He's working great. Awesome. All right, we'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
Games.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Meme Games, the part show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. Bram GGM, would you like to go into further depth?
So the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker rule that we call the Meme Game with a bunch of games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the Meme Games. Let's spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Steamed Memes.
How do we play this one?
In Steamed Memes, what we must do is we each need to come up with a meme-themed meal, and whoever has the best one wins the meme games and gets a point. If Dust wins and gets a point, he will be able to give the point to one of us. Dust is also the one who suggests, and well, there he goes again.
He is gone.
Don't worry, he'll be back soon. See, it gives him time to think.
Yeah.
Dust was the one who suggested to do the Halloween edition on Halloween that we did for Steamed Memes. Dust is back. Wonderful. Let's go.
Minor technical difficulties.
Well, it's okay, Dust, because we're gonna start thinking right now as. But BCA.
Yeah.
You've got a wheel to spin, buddy.
Oh, yeah. So we have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel that we spin to see who goes first in today's and all the meme games. So let's go ahead and spin it. And thus, you'll be going first in today's meme games. I think that's. Time we've had a guest go first. All right, we're spinning
again. Time for everything.
True. Now, Rem, this slapping noise kind of reminds me of a noise that got sent to Only Rants. You know, Repost Randy's nice.
Oh, Bowser.
Oh, great. I will be going second in today's game games. Let's spin to see who goes third and fourth. Okay, shut up. Dude, this podcast is getting slowly, like, it's
no one knows what I'm talking about.
Alright, Rem, you'll be going third, since Megaman will be going last, unfortunately.
That sounds fire.
Stop.
We don't say that. We don't say that. We text it.
Okay. Alright, you guys ready?
Yes.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go think.
Okay. Oh my god, I realized that. I realized I actually have to think.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't just click on a number generator, buddy.
Jeez, I probably should have put more effort into this.
You can't ask me and Mega Man to give you one.
Oh, wow. Alright.
How about you both? like me hearing that sentence just makes me angry now. How about you both? Shut up.
Okay, you know what? I'll
Once
stop
the new
doing
Linky
it.
Comes out, that's a catchphrase.
I've stopped doing
Monikai,
it.
Rigby, how about you both?
I've stopped doing it in recent episodes, so you can't get
No, you haven't.
I haven't. Oh, no, never mind. Well, from this point forward, I'll stop.
I promise to be...
Actually, wait, hold on. Can you both think of a drink for...
A drink? Specifically?
I don't know. I was making a joke.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Doesn't compare to Skibbity Bob, though.
Yeah, I didn't think it would. Damn, I actually have to think.
Yeah, I have to think real quick.
Oh, I've got it. Actually, I say that I've got it, but I've only got part of it, and I'll...
Wait, does it have to be one that we've done?
What do you...
A meme that we've done.
About?
No. A meme that we've done.
No, it can be anything meme-related.
Perfect. Perfect, I have mine.
I've got mine.
Alright.
Well, Mega Man, do you have yours?
Yes.
Alright. Dust, you're going first. What is your Steam meme?
Alright, for my Steam meme, I have the TikTok Riz Platter.
Oh my god.
I can't even imagine what this has.
It consists of a cake with decorations that make it look like a white shirt and yellow tie. I think that's what it is. On the side, you have little side items like however you pronounce it, like these little mini hot dog things, just things you'd find at like a high school dinner party, a large bowl of fruit punch, and of course background some background music, and of course 16 pieces for the side. We have 16 people to represent the fact that it's a sweet 16.
People?
Did I stutter?
Oh. Awesome.
That's the platter.
Well, Dust, that
Dude,
sure
that,
is interesting.
That's like a coffin of Andy and Lele reference. AKA, don't buy this game, it's weird. Remember when that came out and the creator got doxxed?
I have no idea what you're even... What game are you talking about?
That... Do you know what that is?
No.
I'll talk to you about it later. It cannot be talked about on the podcast because it got made fun of and the person got doxxed because of what she put in the game.
It sucks to be her.
That's a little weird. I think it's a girl. I don't know. I
think I'm going to give Dust's meal a mid-mid.
Okay.
I'm going to go low high on this one.
Mid-mid. What did you say, Rem? Low high?
Yeah.
I'll say high mid.
This is gonna be a really hard
pass. Hey,
alright, who's next?
Me.
Alright, BCA.
Alright, guys. My Steam meme is the gadagadi gadagadayo chicken nugget. So you make this one with the Roblox man face, right? So like you take your phone out and you put the you go to the Roblox avatar edit menu and you just throw your phone in there, make sure it's on, and then you get some like alive chickens, you know you grind them up with a blender, and you pour them in there, And then you take a cowboy hat, right? You like rip it to shreds, and you put it in there. You know, you stir it all around. You do the hokey pokey, and out comes a gadagadigadagadio chicken nugget.
Just one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to
give that a low mid.
Thanks.
And that's being generous.
Give me that low mid.
All right, buddy.
Low mid.
Oh, okay.
Just because it only gives you one chicken nugget.
You really want more of them?
No, none of them, actually.
What if it came with Nikocado?
Even that low.
No, it's more food.
What if instead it was the freaky chicken nugget?
Oh, so that wasn't much funnier.
Yeah, I was making...
Actually, remember that video of that cooked chicken, like, dancing?
Yeah, I do.
A little freaky, wasn't it?
See, that joke, it was actually, it was a commentary on modern 21st century humor.
No, it wasn't.
Alright, who's next?
You.
I'm next. Alright, I only, like, half thought of...
Get half a meal.
Have you seen the Austrian painter AI dub of the Gadagadi?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
It's really funny.
Oh my, and here he goes. Here he goes again on his rant about the chicken nugget.
You know, that one was funny because it's Austrian
just
painter.
Just let Rem tell his meal, please.
Thank you, Mega Man.
You're welcome.
So, this meal, it consists of... Let's start with the drink here. So,
it's... Start with a drink.
That was so funny.
Please.
So the drink consists of you know, it's a very tropical drink. You know, you got a lot of tropical fruit in there. You got like pineapple. You got some like pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. You've also got Pop Tropica for the Nintendo 3DS, grinded up and put into the drink. And the straw. You know how there are paper straws?
Yeah, the ones like at Panera.
Yeah, so they take the paper from the cover, and they make it into a straw, and you drink from that.
Great.
And the meal itself, what you're eating, is your what you're eating is one of the 600 employees that Take Two fired. Before acquiring Gearbox Studios.
Oh.
And you yourself are a Take Two. You're the CEO of Take Two, and you're laughing about how you just doomed an already in an awful state game series and game studio by dooming your own game studio. And assuring that there will not be a Borderlands 4, and that
why did they buy Gearbox?
If there is,
this sounds like you're channeling some inner Rage.
No, why would I ever be doing that?
This just sounds like you guys really pent up feelings about this one specific thing.
Why would I ever want a game series that I really care about and has only had one actually great installment? Why would I ever want another good one?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the meal.
Yeah, my favorite part of Borderlands 3 was when Maya died.
Huh.
I'll give that a high mid.
I'm giving
that a mid.
Yeah, I really resonated with that. You know, Soul Eater, Soul resonance is with that. And I'd say it's a mid high.
All right, I like that.
What did everyone give again? I didn't have the thing pulled up.
High mid.
All right. Whoops, that's the wrong name. Alright, high mid, mid mid, and
it's also yours. It's also yours.
You said a mid high.
Alright, there we go.
Morty.
Alright, Mega Man, what is your Steam meme?
For my Steam meme, it is Verb Laces 50 music video.
Actually, wait, before you start. All the, like, the Instagram comments on every single one of Verblace's posts are, like, warring. it's like, okay, so like they'll be like one of the top comments will be unfunny children incoming, and then like the next seven comments will just be Charlie Morningstar. Are you alright, Rem?
Yeah.
Okay, it's my dish.
Sure.
Okay. It consists of $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Like any good meal.
The main food. And it is also served a side of pencils. Like,
okay.
Of drawing and animating.
Uh-huh.
And it's topped off with a drink of a good song.
Okay.
Alright.
A good song.
Now, Mega Man, my issue... I don't eat...
Is that even edible?
I see the merit here, but I don't think there's a single thing that has to do with food in your meal.
What do you mean? Pencils are really good.
Oh, yeah.
The side.
And they used to...
Because it's the side.
I used to eat paper with a guy named Finn in 6th grade English when I was bored.
Are you serious?
That's not even a fake story. That's true. I actually did that. It was so
sounds
cool.
Like a Finn activity.
Dude, Finn was so
Rag!
Cool.
Traitor!
$50,000 is the main course.
I don't think you...
all the pencils
well,
and...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Where's the food?
None of that is edible.
That's what it is.
It's not.
The $50,000 is like
money is very good.
But see,
the pencils and stuff are the size.
No, well, no, Mega Man, you're not understanding. That isn't food.
I know. I'm just saying.
No, Mega Man.
Can we serve that with the Tech Talk Riz platter?
That would go so hard. Where's the food, though? That's my question.
That's what it is.
No. Mega Man. I still
don't
think
you're... What about, like...
I don't think you're picking up what I'm putting down here. There's nothing...
What about, like, diced stuffed Alistair or something?
Mega Man...
There's nothing even slightly edible.
That's the thing. That's what it is.
No. No, Mega Man. What we're saying is... Even when we have had things that aren't edible, there's been food along with it. What you're describing are objects.
This is just drawings of life.
You're saying that you're just saying food is an object. I can look.
And then he said a glass of a good song.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, that's not anything.
A good song.
That's not.
What does that mean?
I can look at my bed sheets right now and be like, oh, that looks like food, and then eat it. That doesn't make it food, though.
Like, at least mine had, like, ground-up chickens. You can eat that. It won't be good, but... Yours just had, like, pencils, literal air, and money.
That was the whole point. Because we ate up that video. We ate up that video.
What are you saying?
When it was popular.
Like all the people on YouTube.
Okay, Mega Man, I have to give you a low, bro.
I'm gonna give it a high low.
The more I talk about it, I can't justify this in my brain. Giving this a mid low. I think this is the first ever mid low.
I'm trying to think of like an Anakin quote. There isn't one.
I have brought peace. Freedom.
The One Piece, Obi-Wan. The One Piece is real.
Alright, who won? Oh, it was me. Wow. Big shocker.
Alright, buddy.
Was it me?
Probably. Let me see here.
Mid low high, high mid.
Mega Man, you're smart.
Yes.
I'll just take away
both of books.
Mega Man.
The episode did numbers for us.
What did?
I was never book smart. We got a lot of new listeners from that one.
Nice. Mega Man, which one of these is the highest? between Dust and Rems.
What are the scores?
Mid-mid, low-high, high-mid for Dust. And for Rem, high-mid, mid-mid, mid-high.
Rem won.
Oh, yeah. I think Rem won. Yeah.
No, it's a tie.
Like,
I hate
to
dish.
How's it a tie?
They both
high
mid.
No, but Rem has a mid. Dust has a mid low. Wait, oh wait, no, that's a low high. Oh wait.
Dust has a mid mid, low high, and a high mid. And Rem also has a high mid.
So are we tied?
They're both tied.
Yep.
All right, we're tied. So I get a point, and Dust, you get to pick who gets a point.
I've got to choose between the chicken nugget or something that isn't physically edible.
Honestly, I don't think either of them deserve it. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Who's won the least meme
video?
Yeah.
Who's I'm sorry, did you say who's won the
who's
least?
Who's won the least meme games? Like, this, out of all of the seasons.
This, actually, I actually have the list.
I think it's me.
The person who's won the least is BCA.
Congratulations, BCA. That chicken nugget got you a point.
I thought you were going to go like, congratulations, RemTG. Alright, so I got a point and Rem got a point this meme game. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. And welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show where we review reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, well, we've got one very special review today from our good friend Dust Sands 10, who is, of course, our guest on this episode. Now, Dust, is there anything you'd like us to know before going into Funny Story Part 8?
I had to redo the second part of this like 5 times, though.
So. Oh.
Interesting.
Well, that is quite unfortunate. However, this is also the first ever 6-star review.
Oh, what?
Technically the second one.
6 stars?
Oh, did you do one before?
For the last Funny Story.
Oh, wait, how did you do that?
It was on Discord.
Oh.
All right, so Funny Story Part 8, taking it from the top. When we left off, our heroes had found the mystical spaghetti of Mount Everest. However, Morbius had followed them and attacked them. Oh, and don't forget about the zombies. Morbius charged at the gang, leaving them no time to react as he somehow roundhouse kicked them with both legs at the same time. Earl, now enraged, ran at Morbius. The two traded blows. While they were doing that, Sammy and Mark snuck toward the spaghetti. But before they could, an unfamiliar voice stopped them. "Just what do you think you're doing?" They looked outside the cave to see the snow miser standing outside.
Oh my god!
"We mean you no harm. We're trying to save the world from Dr. Robotnik," Sammy said. "Oh, I am well aware. I've been hired by this fine vampiric fellow to make sure you don't escape," the snow miser said. Suddenly, a fireball hit him in the face. The heat miser stepped into the cave.
"Oh my god!
He also hired me, and I'll be the one who to successfully stop you." Suddenly, Earl drop-kicked Morbius into the heat miser, which sent him outside the cave and off the mountain. Morbius got up. "I had to give him my cat to convince him to work for me." Before he could attack Sammy and Mark, Earl tackled him and they resumed fighting. The snow miser, however, still remained. "Well, guess you'll die." Snow miser fired a barrage of winter-themed attacks at Sammy and Mark, which they somehow managed to dodge. Mark ran further in the cave. "I think I know how to defeat him. I'll be back in a second." Sammy was left with the snow miser. Sammy threw a rock at him, which he easily dodged. The snow miser threw a snowball colder than a blizzard from Dairy Queen at him, which hit and froze him to the ground. Thankfully, Mark came back in the nick of time in an outfit that looked like it had been stolen from Steve Harvey.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Steve Harvey.
Snow miser was Snow miser was so stunned from confusion that it gave Mark a chance to strike. As he threw a cupcake, he yelled, "Happy birthday, BCA!"
It's a reference! It's a reference!
The cupcake hit him square in the chest, killing him instantly. Only Morbius remained. The two of them scrambled toward the spaghetti, but Morbius, who was still fighting Earl, but had made his way back, grabbed it. Everyone groaned when he did the Mr. Beast pose as he grabbed it. He then went to roundhouse kick Earl, but instead duped him. That's a reference. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Dust.
No, did you say Duke Dennis?
No, duped. Yeah. Duped. Duped.
No, duped. Duke Dennis.
Duped him and punched him in the esophagus. Earl was down. Morbius laughed evilly. Now to deal with you two. Sammy was frantically searching for something on his phone as he approached. Right as Morbius got close, Sammy found what he was looking for and showed him the screen. It was a clip from Across the Spider-Verse, a good movie. No, Morbius said. It can't be. A good movie with great writing and storytelling that delivered everything it promised? Impossible. Morbius said this as he turned to dust. The two of them got Earl up and went to eat the spaghetti when they heard a cacophony of groans. Oh no, Sammy said. We woke up the Wublins.
Dude, I need to play My Singing Monsters again.
An enormous horde of zombies was climbing the mountain toward them, and they were close. Everyone ran as fast as they could up the mountain. Mark was holding the spaghetti. Do you have another one of those cupcakes? Sammy said to Mark. No, I got that one from a shop in Ohio for free.
I'm gonna do something.
I had to do it. I need.
only in Ohio was a year ago.
Yeah.
I had to reference that somewhere.
You did. It was a red carpet event, I think. Mark replied.
I see.
Mark replied. Suddenly, Mark slipped. No, no, no. Mark fell into the zombies and perished.
Oh my god.
Earl and Sammy froze when they realized he had the spaghetti, when suddenly, there it was, just floating in the air. Hello there, Obi-Wan.
Oh, it's a reference.
To be continued. I would like to ask that nobody spoils anything here for the meme team. And thank you. For not spoiling it.
That was good.
That was good, Dust. It's really interesting to see how much the series has evolved. It started out, I don't even remember the beginning of the story. It's been so long.
It wasn't much of a story.
It was like a huge battle.
It was a bunch of references.
It was like the ultimate.
It's still a bunch of references.
Yes.
I'm like amazed on like how he makes all these memes just like fit into the story.
Yeah.
The red carpet one was hard.
Yeah.
What was that one referencing again?
Steve Hansel on the red carpet.
Oh my god.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm dumb.
Steve Harvey was.
Yeah. That was New Year's.
I like the duped. I like that one. That was creative.
And like the zombies and saying he woke up the Wublins. Like, how do you incorporate these things?
I thought it was gonna be the zombies are coming.
I think that was like the second season. No, not season.
That was the third one when we did the PBZ. Sound effect. Wait, were the zombies from?
Oh, that was the COD zombies sound effect.
Oh yeah. I was stuck between those two.
Good job, Dust.
Yeah, it's a very good job, Dust. Thank you. They're very entertaining to read. I know Mr. Andy Smith is going to be competing with you. Mr. whose not actual name is Andy Smith.
Oh,
is apparently competing. Actually, while you're here, we should get your opinion on it for Mr. Andy Smith. Do you have anything to say? Are you going to challenge him to a boxing match?
I forgot. What's going on with Andy Smith? I forgot.
He's making a series like Funny Story, but he's making one to compete with it.
Oh my god.
Is the first one out yet?
It is not yet.
I accept your challenge, Mr. Andy Smith.
You've heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
MTTA lore before GTA 6.
This is gonna end in a boxing match. I can already see it.
Yeah, and then someone's gonna
box it.
Let me tell you, Dust, no offense, Andy Smith, but Dust, I mean, he's gonna clean house, unless it's scripted.
We've gotta see how this goes. I'm actually interested.
I am.
Anyway.
Very good. Thank you, Dust, so much for being on the podcast. We've absolutely loved having you back for the third time. Before we go, we've wanted to do something for the fans, you know, bring back old guests, just bring back guests in general, because
yeah, I had a
flashback to when I said no memes in general. We want to bring back guests to the podcast. Which guest would you like to see the most return to the podcast?
I've always wanted Callie from, like, what was it, season 3? I've always wanted
season 4. Back.
Season 4, yeah.
That was
like the second guest, and I think having an OG guest return.
first, we don't
first
talk
guest, about first us. Guest, actually. But, yeah.
We don't talk about...
That was an easy slip-up. I can see why you'd make such a... small mistake there.
Dude, what is a Ruby Gloom?
I've never heard of that one before. Callie, first guest on the podcast. I'll reach out to her, see if she wants to come back. And you guys can actually do your part to get her back on the podcast. Let us as well as other fans. I'm so tired. Other guests you'd like to see return.
On the MTTA Discord.
Yes.
Yeah, on the MTTA Discord, please join. The link will be in the description. Let us know.
You cannot find us on Discord yet. Do not try looking for us. Yes, yeah, Discord.
The bot, right?
Yeah, so you need like a certain amount of members or something. I don't know. Discord is super lazy. A server I was in, it took them like 3 months to get like approved. I don't like Discord. It's annoying. We need more members. Join to do your part.
Please join.
Let us know in the reviews who you'd like to see return. On Spotify, there will be a poll. There you will be able to vote for all the guests that we've had on the podcast, from Callie all the way to Sir Cheezer. He was the most recent one that we had on the podcast that is new. And also... there will be a question on Spotify that'll ask who you want to return to the podcast and why. Please do let us know why you'd like them to return, because that gives them motivation to know that people want them back on the podcast.
It doesn't have to be like super long. You just be like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Bring them back. It was a fun episode.
Yeah, I said a funny thing one time. I want to hear it again.
They mentioned the one with the meme in it.
Mr. Fricker held up the episode.
Oh my god, that was such a good one.
Wait, I need to find my Mario CD.
But yeah, let us know. We can also have a guest on the podcast that you personally know very well, know more than any guest on the podcast and all of the hosts here, and that's you. You can be on the podcast. Email us at podcastmtta@gmail.com. Also, let us know in the reviews. You can let us know how to contact you there. Do not, and I mean do not, please, for the love of God, put your contact information into the Apple Podcast review.
Like, by contact, we mean your phone number.
Yes, phone number, anything. Email, I'd say, is fine enough.
Yeah.
I think email, that's where we draw the line, because we don't want you guys to get doxxed. So yeah, email us on Spotify for the question. If you want to put your contact information there, that's completely fine. All of that is private. Only we can see that. Actually, only I can see that because BC and Mega Man.
I don't think that we'd be doxing you guys.
Yeah. So let us know if you'd like to be on the podcast. Yeah, make sure to go buy merch. Merch Throughout the Ages. There will be a new merch drop for episode 200. Even though that is quite some time away. It's really not...
October 6th, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's not that far away.
Did you announce that on the...
I did, I'm pretty sure.
Like, you did it on the Discord.
It is coming in October, and the merch will release shortly before episode 200. Morty, I don't think it'll be after 200. That wouldn't make much sense. But yeah, Dust, as always, absolutely wonderful having you back on the podcast.
Love it. Been amazing. So much, Dust. Let's give Dust a round of applause. Yeah. All right. So thank you, Dust, for the 6-star review.
Anytime.
And I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And I'm Dustin's 10.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Set Leaders. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I need to play My Singing Monsters.
I need to go work on Sunset Saga.